Good afternoon. That upper level disturbance that's been hampering our weather over the last several days continues to slide through interior New York and New England. Regardless, sunshine has been able to break through in spots, and the insulation resulting in temperatures climbing through the 60s and towards 70 degrees. We also have a fair amount of humidity as the persistent onshore flow over the last few days has brought the dew points up a bit. And the result will be scattered showers and even some pop-up thunderstorms during the afternoon as the cool pool of air overhead associated with the upper-level disturbance passes by. Some of the storms could produce a heavier downpour or two, or maybe even some small hail, through the latter portion of the afternoon and into the evening hours. Areas of fog and drizzle will develop tonight, still the risk of a few showers passing through in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then, as that storm departs tomorrow, clouds will eventually break up, giving way to a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow afternoon, but mainly dry with highs in the middle to upper 60s. As we head into the middle and latter portion of the week, a ridge of high pressure will build both in the middle and lower levels of the atmosphere. This will bring us back to full sunshine on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and temperatures will respond nicely, lower 70s Wednesday and lower to mid-70s on Thursday and Friday. Beyond this time frame, the forecast for interior New York and New England will heavily hinge on the exact track of Hurricane Matthew along the eastern seaboard. Right now, it looks like the track will stay off the coast, but this should certainly change as we head into the middle and latter portion of the week, so we'll keep tabs on this. Temperatures close to 70 for both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Matthew, located now about 205 miles southeast of Kingston, Jamaica. Matthew's moving toward the north near 6 miles per hour. A general northward motion with some increase in forward speed is expected through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Matthew will approach southwestern Haiti tonight, move near eastern Cuba late tomorrow, and near or over portions of the southeastern and central Bahamas tomorrow night and Wednesday. Data from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds are near 140 miles per hour with higher gusts. Matthew was a dangerous Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are possible during the next couple of days, but Matthew is expected to remain a powerful hurricane through Wednesday. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Jamaica, Haiti, eastern Cuba, and the southeastern Bahamas for high winds, high surf, and heavy rainfall that could exceed 20 inches, producing life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Meanwhile, a deep upper-level storm will move from the Pacific Northwest northeastward into the northern high plains by midweek. A low-pressure system at the surface will spin up and deepen over eastern Montana and pull a cold front through the northern and central plains. Anomalous moisture feeding into the system will yield higher precipitation amounts across portions of the northern Rockies and eastern Montana. The higher terrain will likely get snow, and as temperatures cool down, the snow levels will steadily lower. Accumulations for the Little Belts and Beartooth ranges may reach a foot by midweek. Winter storm warnings have been issued. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Imperial and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 16 at Lakeview, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 70s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, upper 60s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with the risk of a shower and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 44. The record high, 83, set in 1967. And the record low, 29 in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:32 p.m. 11 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers and lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies today with a few passing showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers and lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today, damp, scattered showers around, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of showers and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of showers tonight, areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds and fog early, then gradually sunshine will mix back in, mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny 70 Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, lower to mid 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, lower 70s and near 70 with the chance of rain on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.